Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is the regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. It's approximately 7 p.m. Before we call the meeting order, I'll just indicate for the record that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session at 6 p.m. tonight, and we concluded discussed land and legal issues, and that executive session concluded at approximately 6:53 p.m. So, with that, I will call this meeting to order, and I would ask everyone to rise for a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct a roll call?
Supervisor Zavuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Bruton?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Crispin. The first item on the agenda is our normal visitor public comment session of the agenda. There are two such sessions on our meeting agenda for this evening, one now and one at the end of the meeting. This is the appropriate time to sort of issue this housekeeping, the normal housekeeping announcement. Though it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So anyone wishing to provide public comment, typically the rules are simple. You come forward, you state your name, last name, spell your last name if it's particularly difficult, and address. And then the board typically grants anyone from the public 3 minutes to sort of put their comment into the record. If you get to the three-minute mark and it doesn't look like you're wrapping up, I'll just encourage you to wrap up. But other than that, there are no other particular rules to abide by. So anyone, we're going to open up the visitor public comment session. Anyone who wishes to address the board and place comment into the record, this is an appropriate time. Come right in. Whoever gets there first,
you
get
to go first.
No, I know.
You don't care? All right. Good evening.
And just pull that mic down.
Okay.
And make sure the button is on. I should have said that. I apologize.
Do you hear? No. Can you hear me now?
Well, we can hear you, but it's better.
That button.
Just say this is just a thing we do every single meeting.
Because
this microphone.
It's never working.
So now it's perfect, because now everyone in the room can hear.
Okay. My name is Ginger Lowe, L-O-W-E. Address is 453 Chestnut Avenue, Hershey. And I'm the president of Derry Township Community Cats, and I'm here tonight to request your sponsorship, the township's sponsorship, of a local shared gaming grant. For those of you who don't know, Derry Township Community Cats is your local trap, neuter, vaccinate, and return program for free-roaming cats in Derry Township. Our mission is to humanely control the cat population in Derry Township. We had an open house this spring. Three of the supervisors, thank you, were able to attend. I appreciate that. And you all encouraged us to apply for a local share gaming grant. I have had our pre-application meeting with the consultant for the community and economic development, and they also encouraged us to go ahead with it. One proviso was that they rarely fund projects that involve leased property rather than owned property. Our property, our premises, it's a secret address. No one should know this because we don't want people dumping their cats on the front porch, but it is a Derry Township. It is in need of some repairs and maintenance, but we lease it from the Milton Hershey School and the Hershey Trust. So, plan B is that we would like to request your sponsorship for a local share gaming grant for the purchase of a large outdoor shed and solar lights so that we can put all of our extra supplies, such as the big traps, carriers, and all of that, that we don't need on a day-to-day basis. That is our specific request, and I don't know the procedure, whether I need to put this now in writing or how you go about voting on this. I don't know what you do, but...
Well, Ginger, thank you. We're glad you came forward. We appreciated the visit during the open house.
Thank you.
What I would like you to do, the next step for you would be, I would suggest contact Mr. Chrisman. You can contact him tomorrow, and he'll walk you through. I believe it's our next meeting when any applicant, there is some paperwork
form,
that has to be,
yes,
that has to be
resolution.
Submitted. And then you'll come and you can speak. You basically do exactly what you just did now. And there may be some questions from the board, but that'll help us determine priority of sponsorship.
Okay. So this is at the next meeting then?
Yes. So the July 25th meeting. Okay.
I will send my representative to that meeting. Thank you very much. And we will be back.
Very good. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Go right ahead.
Good evening. My name is David Romanoski, R-O-M-A-N-O-S-K-I. I live at 243 South Mill Road in Homestown, PA. This afternoon, I copied this off the website that says the board, you guys, are responsible for maintaining healthy, safe community for the residents of Derry Township. And I think that's important. That's what I'm trying to do here, too. There is a wall on Old West Chocolate Avenue that's in danger of collapsing. The handrail is, and they pose a safety hazard to the public. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've worked with the community here and trying to get this resolved for the last 2 or 3 years. We're finally getting to the point where we're going to try to get it before a judge and get it, find out who owns this wall. I would hope that Derry Township would want to get this wall fixed as bad as I do. It's an eyesore, and it's a danger to the public. Last thing I want to see is someone fall off that wall and not have something to stop them, or have that wall or the handrail break off and hit motorists going by. But in the lawsuit, for some reason, Derry Township is trying to get it dismissed with prejudice. I can understand you trying to win the lawsuit. I want Derry Township to be responsible for the wall, but what I can't understand is why you're trying to get it dismissed with prejudice.
Hi, my name's Mary Everly. I'm here for Pat Armstrong tonight.
Hi, Mary.
We're the township solicitor. I'm not trying to quell or chill your public speech, but this matter's in litigation, and I'm going to have to advise the board members that they should not comment on this matter while it's in litigation. So you can make your public comment, and when nobody responds, it's because they're not doing it on advice of counsel.
And I understand, and I'm not asking for a response. Truly, I'm not. I'm just trying to fix this wall before someone gets hurt. The only thing I'm asking is that you take into consideration there's a danger of preaching. Part of your responsibility to get that fixed. Please, at least, if not help me, don't try to hinder. That's all I'm asking. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Armas. Anyone else? Okay. Seeing as no one has come forward, we will close that visitor public comment session. We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. There are 3 items under the consent calendar tonight. You can see them on the written agenda. The board can vote to approve all 3 in one motion, or can take each item separately. That's at the pleasure of the board. So at this time, I will open the floor up for a motion.
I'll offer a motion to approve the entire consent calendar, A, B, and C.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to approve items A, B, and C under the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any questions? Are there any questions, or is there any comment on any of those items? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is new business. The first item under new business is an oldie but goodie. Under A, it's a Derry Township Municipal Authority update by Mr. Rakoff.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Good to see you this evening. I do have a short list, but I want to update you on the important items that DTMA has really tackled the last few months since I've been here at the Board of Supervisors meeting in March. We've been progressively getting our construction projects done at the plant. We've been, as you, I'm sure you've seen around the community, working our stormwater projects, and also our Spring Creek Interceptor project, all of which are coming to a close. The Spring Creek Interceptor project's delayed because we were impacted by some unmarked utilities beside Building 45 and silos. There were some unmarked facilities that delayed the contractor getting the work done. So we're quickly mitigating that with a plan in place. That's also delayed getting the paving done on East Derry. So once the contractor completes the work behind the silos, then we can, in the Spring Creek crossing, then we can get the paving done, so it's not any more impactful. And we are planning to do a full width paving restoration there on East Derry just because of the condition. And we'll work with the public works on those limits here, and that'll be forthcoming. We held a plant tour at the State Water Environmental Association. They had their conference in Hershey the week of the 9th, June 19th. So we provided a tour for the conference attendees. We showed them the energy enhancement project. We did have the cogeneration units up and running, so we're showing how we can cogenerate power and heat, offset our electric usage on site, and also be able to export power to PPNL. So that was a success. That was a milestone we wanted to target for and showcase this wonderful project that of our mission and goal to become self-sustainable here in Derry. And with that, we also showcased the Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run project. We had a number of conference attendees that were able to showcase the beautification of that stream and also stabilization from the environmental perspective. We also, this past month, the board approved our audit. Our audit was prepared by our independent auditors. Everything was passed flying colors, so we will submit a copy of that to the township manager. And we do plan to have a community open house plant tour at the Clearwater plant September 9th, so we'll have more information to follow. That will be open to all our customers, obviously the community here and the residents of Hershey. From a wastewater project update, like I said, the energy enhancement project's complete. We do have some punch list items. We're working with PPNL on the completion certificate. Those things are hopefully be wrapped up here in a month or so. High Meadow Pump Station, this project we're doing in parallel with the West End project as to meet their build-out schedule. We're currently on schedule to be complete design at the end of this year. Start construction probably in spring is what we're anticipating. There are some permitting planning objectives we need to complete. Part of that is working in conjunction with Hershey Trust as they submit the planning documents to support the development and how DTMA is to serve from a sewer perspective, the build-out capacity from that development. And in addition to all the other known developments that we know through planning that could occur tributary to that pump station there at the Hershey Park campground. From a stormwater, or one last thing on sewer, as it relates to our extension or the sewer extension in Londonderry Township, it involved three pump stations, a few miles of sewer. That has been dedicated to DTMA June 23rd, so we're working with Londonderry Township, so they administer the one lot, the connection ordinance, and abandoning their one lots. So that's rapidly progressing. We do have a meeting with the residents in Londonderry tomorrow to go over the administrative requirements to do that. And really piggybacking on that is a Southwest plan upgrade to support the growth in Londonderry plus the Southwest corridor of Derry. We did, as I mentioned in the previous meeting, the $3.5 million grant we got from EDA were slowed the project down tremendously. So we're still waiting on administrative hurdles through the EDA to get our project out to bid and into construction. So that's really been delayed this whole year. We really wanted to be out to construction and benefit where we knew contractors had some leverage to get a good number on that project. But hopefully it's still a good timing by the time we get it out the bid. We're hoping in the next month or two, depending on EDA's final deal. And from a stormwater perspective, I mentioned, you know, Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run is all but complete. I know we had some of the trees that didn't last over the drought, so I assume in the, you know, over the next 12 months with the maintenance guarantee with the contract, we'll probably have those saplings replaced, or if any else has failed to. And we did have a resident reach out that's in that area, HOA, about, you know, the visibility of some of the plants that have failed or not taken hold. So we'll certainly replace those as those come up. Stormwater program update. We, with completion of Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run, pretty much met our objectives with the pollution reduction plan with DEP. We still have to finish the Forest Avenue project that's related to the Med Center property. That will be the final leg of really getting the credits established with sediment reduction for our PRP and the MS4 permit. The last thing I would say as an update, we're actively working on our capital improvement planning for stormwater as we enter the next phase of stormwater management. We're going to be proactive as we have been in staging projects to complete, and our goal of the issues that impact our community, such as flooding and vehicular passing issues on the roadways during flooding or rain events. Those are really our priority moving forward now that we met DEP's requirements for the permit in the first round. We don't know if the second round is going to tell us or dictate, but we do want to focus the program to where we have flooding issues, we have infrastructure issues that may wasn't necessarily on DEP's agenda, but it's always been on ours. But that's really the goal in the next, as we move the program into the future. So with that, I'll leave any questions or comments the board may have.
Bill, how many customers will we, customers will come online with Londonderry Township service?
It's estimated about 1,000 EDUs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's substantial.
Does an EDU translate to one?
Yeah, one single family.
One unit?
Yeah, one unit, yeah.
Well, that's significant.
Yeah, and the way we set that project up is that the burden's on the residents in Londonderry, not Derry. So because of where the plant was expanded, that capacity is allocated for Londonderry. Therefore, the rates and tapping fees are set up to basically accommodate the capital that we have to spend to update the plant.
So they are those folks from Londonderry Township responsible for their tap-in fees?
That's right. Yep.
And then the Ridge Road improvements, where are they? Is that how is that particular project coming in? What's the status of that particular project?
Yeah, we're on pace to have the project out for a bid by the end of the year. We already put in our joint permit, and that's really for the new outfall location on Hershey Park's property right by Chocolatier. And we're going to soon be submitting the Norfolk Southern permit and the PennDOT permit we have to amend from the previous permit we had to be the Ridge Road Chocolate right away there.
Yeah.
So we're still on pace. We have the permits ready, the last two permits to get out and ready to go. We understand the impact that corner has been to the community and the restaurant there. So we're really anxious to get that project underway. It's going to be a significant benefit for the community and the tourists alike.
But you've done the municipal authority, the team there under your leadership. Say, Bill, have done a tremendous amount of work in the township. You're just the compliance with the MS4 permitting, all those projects that you guys have accomplished in the time that you've been doing it. I mean, not to mention, we never questioned the wastewater service in this community. You know from your experience, a lot of communities don't have that luxury to never question the reliability of the service. So you're doing, honestly, great job. Great job by you and the team, and I think the updates are really important because I don't even think we understand all the time. We have two members of our board who sit on the authority, right? But for the rest of us who aren't at those meetings, we don't really see all the active projects. You drive around the township, you know, we can identify project by project, but there's always more going on than what we see.
Yeah.
So these updates are really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, appreciate
it. Anybody else have anything for Bill?
Thank you. I just have a quick comment.
Yeah, sure.
It's really helpful, too, for all of us to see your five-year projected projects out. Because I know from those of us up here, we get a lot of questions about potholes and roads.
Yeah.
And a lot of what we say back, because we now know, because you're giving us the information, is that some of the roads that really do need some repaving aren't being repaved yet because they are DTMA projects that are going to be going on underneath the roads.
That's right.
And it would make no sense for the taxpayers to pay for a road to be repaved when it's just going to get ripped up for stormwater. So this is really helpful for us so that we can communicate with residents that come to us and say, well, why isn't Stoverdale Road being repaved right now? And
yeah.
We can say, well, there's a project and it's coming up in 2025. So thank you. This is really helpful to have all this information so that we can communicate it to residents.
Yeah, you got it. I appreciate the comment, and that's just really, the benefit of everyone working together, the township staff and DTMA working together on those projects and coordinating. You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Yeah, you got it.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, that'll take us to the next item, which is B. It's an update on the fiscal year 2023 budget, second quarter results, and that'll be delivered by Mr. Crispin.
As far as the township is concerned. So tonight we're going to take a look at the second quarter results, which ended June 30th. So we'll give a quick overview of the township's budgeting process and of course, a quick look at the numbers. As the board's aware, Section 3205 of the code, the second class township code, is what drives how municipal budgets are created and managed. In Derry Township, we have a budget that has 11 funds, 8 operating and 3 capital, and you can see here on the slide, included in your packet, all of the operating funds, the general fund through the operating reserve fund, and our capital funds, which is the capital reserve fund through the road equipment fund, is how our budget is structured each year, and that is how revenues and expenditures come into the township's budget and are spent accordingly. So just this slide, I just want to point out very quickly, this is the budget in aggregate in the general fund. So if you look here, we have 56% of the revenue through the door, and we've only spent 30% of total expenses budgeted for 2023. At this point in the year, obviously, you want to see 50% or higher on your revenues and 50% or lower on your expenses. So right now, we're doing okay, but you know, not to give you a false sense of hope that you know that number is going to stay there. There are big expenses that come later in the year with respect to debt service payments and all of those other ancillary things that are accounted for throughout the budget. That number will go up, and ultimately, hopefully, we meet our budget expectation that was approved last year. In total, the general fund, you'll see here from the revenue side, the board approved a budget of $27.1 million, which didn't change all that much over the prior year. 85% of the general fund is made up of Act 511 taxes. We'll take a look a little bit at those in a minute. That includes real estate transfer taxes, earned income tax, local services, occupation, amusement, and parking. The other 28% of revenue that comes into the township is comprised of real estate taxes. That's the one that generally has the most scrutiny from residents, from people that pay the taxes. They want to know where my dollar's going. But this dollar representation here shows that for every dollar real estate tax collected in Derry Township, this number is actually inaccurate. I didn't have a chance to update it with the new millage. The Derry Township School District millage rate has actually gone up to 19.4348 mils. So that's 67% probably will go up to around 68%. Dauphin County accounts for 24% of each real estate tax dollar collected, and Derry Township represents 9% at 2.5381 mils. For that amount of money that we collect, you have a full service community that provides a robust police department, public works, a library, community center, administrative services, and zoning code enforcement. Truly, the dollar value that you get for that 9% that's paid, I think, is tremendous when you look at the scope of the other entities that are on this screen. As I mentioned earlier, revenues should be at 50% or higher. They are. Our expenses are 50% or lower. They are. So right now, at the end of June, every township revenue category is trending kind of close to where we were a year ago at this time. And in some cases, we've exceeded some of those estimates. This is the same slide I showed before, just to, again, highlight that we're at 56% of total revenue from the door and 30% of expenses out. When I talked about Act 511 taxes, this is the area of income that revenue in the township's budget that kind of fluctuates. It can be impacted mostly by COVID. We went through that a few years ago. And it has high elasticity to it. So when you look at the real estate transfer tax, Derry Township is very fortunate. We have a great real estate tax base here. Properties sell very rapidly. They sell at high market value, all of which is great for the township. We get that transfer tax every year. So right now we're at 39.35% of budget. It's a little off from where we were a year ago, but then again, our budget estimate is slightly higher than where we were a year ago. So in essence, we're actually trending the same. So earned income tax, local services tax, the occupation and amusement taxes are all trending right where we need to be. Again, the amusement tax is through the door at this point, it's 44%. Last year at this time, we had 63% through the door, but we only budgeted $500,000. So the difference here is, we put a full accounting in at $1.2 million. If you will recall, our budget is designed that we set a ceiling of $500,000 for amusement tax revenue to be utilized for offsetting expenses in the township. The balance of monies that would come through the door, hopefully the remainder of that $1.2 million, will then get transferred to the township's general operating reserve fund to help build your operating reserve. At this point in the year, everything all being the same, if it all pans out, by the end of the year, the township will have about $5 million just in operating reserve alone. That does not include the general fund balance that is there. So between the two, you have somewhere in that $10 to $12 million that we'd like to see. So that's a very positive.
Does that then, and at some point over the years, we went from a AA-plus bond rating, and then we may have gone from AA-plus to AA. We be able to go back at the end of this year and, or is it the next time we incur debt that's when that actually gets changed?
When we go out, we would go out again to try to incur some debt. We would do a ratings call with S&P. That's when that would get reevaluated. If you recall, a year or so ago, we had a rating call just to kind of refresh the numbers with S&P. And, that was right after COVID had ended. And as a result, we went from AA- to AA-stable. So that minus kind of drifted off. And that was because we're beginning to build the substantial fund balance. Things are pushing, is developing. We made strong, bold moves with staffing. We reduced, we kept services where they are, but we kind of reshaped how we deliver them so that we tried to keep taxes low, but still put money away. I think that's a great story to tell. So to answer your question, yes, when we go back out again in the future for some type of borrowing or refinancing of existing debt, which is what we try to evaluate all the time, that ratings call will drive, hopefully, an increase in the bond rating for the township. Okay. On the expense side of the house, total general fund expenses were approved at $23.8 million. It's about a 6.2% increase, 6.3% over what we were a year ago. On the expense side of the house, when you look at the general fund, 31% encompasses police services, the other 38% of interfund transfers. We talked about it a meeting or so ago. That's the area of your general fund where the transfers come out of the general fund because all of your money comes in. It moves out to the other funds to help balance debt service, park and rec fund, all of your ancillary capital funds that we talked about earlier on in the presentation. That 38% interfund transfer is where those monies flow from.
Of course. So that's where, when we looked at the community center a few weeks ago, when we were looking at revenue, this is where that revenue number was coming from.
That's correct.
It's part of the taxpayer dollars.
That's correct. Okay. So that subsidy that would come in to offset cost at the community center, that's taken through this interfund transfer.
Okay. Thank you.
So the things that I want to talk about just moving forward is, let's not forget about COVID-19. I know I talk about it every couple of months here when we do these presentations.
We don't know where the, you know, the global pandemic goes at this point. We hope it's over. We think it's over, but you know, we just want to be mindful that something like that could derail budgets. And you know, my advice to the board, and will continue to be, to stay the course, continue to budget conservatively, which is what you have done. We are not immune to global instability. Things like the Ukraine, you know, North Korea, Taiwan, all of these issues that are happening around us does have an impact on the township. Be it, you know, people might decide not to come here, they may not decide to take a vacation because of other things happening in their lives that impact their finances through issues in global instability. On the brighter side, the housing market continues to be strong. I mentioned that earlier. We want to keep an eye on inflation. You know, we have interest rates that are constantly moving at this point. There have not been really great opportunities for us to take a look at refinancing and the debt service of the township at this point. Again, maybe things change, but you know, those are the things we're keeping our eye on to try to help position the township in a spot in the future when interest rates become more favorable for us. Again, our budget strategy is to continue to monitor all of our revenues and expenses. We do that continuously. It's the department managers that are here tonight that are part of that team that help manage that. We close our revenue gaps by continuing to cut costs throughout the budget throughout the year. We'll continue to evaluate debt service restructuring opportunities, and again, just stay the course, focus on continuing to build long-term savings through conservative budgeting principles. The township has stayed that course for the last 4 to 5 years, and you know, it's beginning to pay off. It's a long-term strategy. You know, we want to make sure that you're continuing to build an operating reserve. You're doing that. Bond ratings will improve over time, and again, that just positions the area favorably in the marketplace moving forward. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. I know it's kind of similar information you hear every quarter, but I think it's important that the board stay up to date with that, particularly as we get through the summer. The summer is a little slower from a township workload standpoint. As we get into the fall, we begin to prepare for the budget for 24. So we'll be seeing that in another couple months.
Any questions for Mr. Christman?
I have one question, Chris. On the grid, the general fund expenses, the pie chart, it says fire protection. Does that reflect the new trucks?
No, that is, you know, the township takes into account expenses for the volunteer fire company. There are a set number of expenses that we incur, so that cost. We absorb that cost for them.
But the acquisition of the new trucks is not included.
No, that is part of debt service.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Well, take us to the next item on the agenda, which is item C. It's a consideration of an amendment to an existing parking easement agreement regarding 150 West Chocolate Avenue and 156 West Chocolate Avenue. And I'll turn to Mr. Emmerich for this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, 150 West Chocolate Avenue is slated to become a Tikka Shack restaurant while maintaining the existing building for. In 2008, the township allowed the development of parking on a portion of the township's property at 156 West Chocolate Avenue, adjacent to the property. The township had acquired that property. Let's just go in the Wayback Machine just for the fun of it. They had acquired the Amoco gas station that used to sit next to the New York Strip House, restaurant. Thank you. On Chocolate Avenue, neither of which are there anymore. This building in the rear is 150 West Chocolate, the subject of this conversation. Likewise, just to give a little bit of a better overview, so the property that the township acquired was the Amoco gas station, because Ridge Road and Mill Street, the names of the time, were offset from one another. And the township acquired that property to put the roads into alignment. The property line for 150 Chocolate actually runs along the edge of these parking spaces. So as I said, there was an agreement that was done to allow those parking spaces to be placed there. Basically in this area. as part of the Tika Shack, the owners are now looking at adjacent to those parking spaces and an existing set of steps, but to reconstruct the steps and put in an accessible ramp to the rear of their store. Those items are not presently permitted by the agreement, and would need to be, and that's the purpose of the amendment of the agreement. So when the agreement was originally written, the applicant was to install a sidewalk along the township's property, and that would be the sidewalk here that, of course, is in there now. They were to allow public parking in these spaces when the business was not operating. They were to install landscaping along the property, which they have and continue to maintain. They were to pay any taxes for the easement area not otherwise exempted, pay any real estate transfer taxes necessary for the recording of the parking easement, and add the parking lot easement area to the property insurance and name the township as an additional insured, and provide proof of the same, which I did receive this week. So I did forward this information to Pat Armstrong and asked him to start to prepare a draft agreement, because we do have an agreement for services from the applicant. I'd be looking for the board to, assuming that the board's okay with what's proposed here, to authorize Chris Abruzzo to sign the agreement once revised and approved by Pat Armstrong.
Questions for Mr. Emmer? If there are no questions, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. That the Board of Supervisors authorizes E. Christopher Abruzzo as chairman to sign the revised and restated parking easement agreement upon completion of the agreement by Pat Armstrong.
I'll second. Motion made by Mr. Corrado, seconded by Mr. Zanuta. Are there any questions or discussion? And hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Emery.
Thank you. And just those the picture that I'd shown in the late 90s, mid-90s, the Community Development Department went around and did a sign assessment of signage through the township. So I do have quite an array of interesting pictures like that from that era. I just thought it would be fun to show.
Yeah, this nice agenda. All right, thank you. Well, the next item on our agenda moving along is item D. It's the request for extension of approval of the expiration date for conditional use application number 2021-01 is filed by Kevin Pauza regarding property located at 790 Stauffer's Church Road. Mr. Emmer?
Thank you. You may recall that Kevin Pauza did come before the board to get approval for a cluster development, which was granted. At the time, it showed six dwelling units off of a cul-de-sac and a seventh, proposed to be off of the cul-de-sac, private cul-de-sac. The board approved that conditional use condition upon the applicant going and seeking a variance, because the ordinance only allows six units and it made sense to have the seventh. So the applicant did receive that variance, which expired. The applicant has submitted a preliminary final subdivision and land development plan to the township, which has gone through the Planning Commission, is in process of being revised. And watching our dates on everything, without this extension, the conditional use that was granted would expire prior to this plan, making it the entire way through the workings of being approved and recorded. The actual condition is condition F of the decision, which reads, the authorization of this conditional use by the board shall expire if an approved subdivision and land development plan for the proposed use is not recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds for Dauphin County within 24 months from the date of the grant of the approval of the conditional use, except as may be extended by the law or action by the board. In this case, the applicant is requesting an extension until August 31st, 2024, and I am recommending that that be granted.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item?
appears that there's somebody here that may want to answer any questions about the project if needed.
And we'd like to recognize whoever the speaker, just name and...
Zane Geis with Integrated Consulting, the site civil designer for Mr. Plaza and this project. Chuck covered a lot of what I had to say. I don't have much to add to it other than part of this extension being requested is the fact that the original design engineer that Mr. Plaza started with fortunately had resigned from the project, and that created a delay in the development and approvals process through the township. So that kind of led us to where we're at now, trying to get the move forward with the extension here, requesting that. As Chuck mentioned, we're also still working on a revised land development plan submission as part of getting these conditions approved and requesting this extension. We're currently working on the sewer planning module for the on-lot sewage disposal permitting. And we also have the NPDES application submitted for the project as well. So there's a lot of parts moving forward as part of this project. We're certainly not dragging anything else out to the best of our ability at this point. So we appreciate you hearing the request for the extension. I'd be glad to also try to help answer any questions that I can.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that this board grants the requested extension regarding condition F of the decision for conditional use application number 2021-01, allowing the applicant until August 31st of 2024 to record the approved subdivision and land development plan.
Motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any discussion or comments, questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That would take us to letter E on the agenda, which is the consideration of amendments to Chapter 95 of the Code of the Township of Derry, which deals with fireworks, to remove the requirement for bonding for pyrotechnics flame effects displays and to clarify requirements for explosives. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. And I'm going to depart from my agenda item here in one spot. On April 25th, the board did adopt Chapter 95 fireworks. I hate to tell you it needs amended so quickly, but what we've come to find is, well, actually, since that time, we have issued 4 permits for pyrotechnics. We have 1 in the process right now and 1 permit for fireworks displays. The regulations for fireworks and pyrotechnics are very similar and yet different in how they're handled. Firework contractors are accustomed to the bonding, whereas pyrotechnics across the state and beyond, we've come to find that it is not customary for permitting agencies to require bonding for pyrotechnics. Now, we still require insurance, and we still require to be named as part of that insurance. But our requirement in our ordinance has created some confusion and delays in permitting permit processing. As a result, we'd like to remove that bonding requirement from the pyrotechnics. Also, as we reviewed the ordinance, we found that the ordinance, in essence, says that we can provide annual permits for explosives. And it does that under a list of annual permits in very short language, saying in quarrying or for blasting or other industrial uses. We have no desire to issue permits for explosives. That is all covered through the state. So I've proposed removing some language in the ordinance that would make it clear that we're not requiring permits for explosives. I had originally proposed some minimal regulations for blasting, but upon legal counsel's advice, you can ignore the section C that I suggested be added to the ordinance. So with that understanding, I'd like permission from the Board of Supervisors to proceed with advertising the board's intent to consider the amendments to Chapter 95. All
right. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Hearing none, Ben, is there a motion?
I'll move that the Board of Supervisors authorizes community development staff to proceed with advertising the board's intent to consider adoption of amendments to Chapter 95 pursuant to sign-off from the solicitor.
That would be a good motion.
And remove the requirement for bonding for pyrotechnics and flame effects and to clarify requirements for explosives.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or comments? All right, hearing none. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That will take us to Supervisor Board or Committee reports, and I'll turn to Mr. Smuda. Any Supervisor Board or Committee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had no meetings or anything in the last couple of weeks. However, I do want to give props to the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department for shout-outs from Channel 8 for mentioning the use of their drone in the tragic fire in Harrisburg.
Very good. All right, thank you. Mr. Corrado,
no report.
Mrs. Nutt?
I have no report this evening.
Mr. Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening.
Right, and I also have no report for the evening. The next item is departmental reports. The first item, first on the list, is the police department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't have a report for tonight, but I really, as a career police officer, I can't go without an opportunity go to this. So the fire department's not here, so I'll do a dual report. And I believe that most firemen want to be police officers. So
that's very similar to rock stars and athletes. So we understand that, Chief. All right, so seeing as Mr. Sassman is not here tonight, we'll move to Public Works and another rock star of sorts, Mr. Bigelow.
Public Works has no report tonight. Thank you.
I had a resident call, and I just... there's the alley. I don't know if it's an alley. I thought it was an alley, but it perhaps it's a street off of when you go onto Northeast Drive by the outlets. That first alley or road there, is that like 1A or it's like Park Boulevard rear? There was we must have been cutting the grass there somewhere back there. And the complaint was just that could somebody come back from Public Works and kind of clean up the area back there. I don't know if the grass had just been really, really high and what was left behind, if it was.
We go back that alley with the tire. There's a guide rail back there along that alley, and we always tire that. It gets kind of out of control. So it might have made a mess. I haven't been back that alley since he did it, so I'll take a look at it. We need to run a sweeper through there or something. We'll do that.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
All right, library, Ms. Jacobine.
The Hershey Public Library and the Friends of the Hershey Public Library are actually going to be at the Market on Chocolate to promote the start of Hershey Reads this Saturday. So you can join us anytime between 9 and 1:30 p.m. on July 15th. And this celebrates the start of our first community reading program. So this year's theme is You Share Your Story and I'll Share Mine. And we're featuring two books. One is called Remarkably Brave Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. And the other is When You Trap a Tiger by Tay Keller. Both authors will be appearing at the library in the spring, and we have a lot of really cool events planned throughout fall and winter. So stop by Market on Chocolate to learn more.
Great. Is that When You Trap a Tiger? That's been around a long time, hasn't it? Am I wrong?
No, but it did win the Newbery Medal 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's very well reviewed.
Yeah, that's why I think I know that book, but it's a children's book.
It is a children's book.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure that's how I know, but thank you. All right, Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
No report for this evening.
Very well. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report this evening from you.
Right, Mr. Merck.
So the board recently approved the text amendment to the zoning ordinance enabling housing for students and employees in the downtown. We did receive an application under that new ordinance. And I'm looking for the board to authorize a hearing for that August 22nd and to authorize it to go on to the planning commissions.
Is that is the 22nd at night of one of our episodes?
Yeah. 6 o'clock start.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Regular meeting
good.
Night.
I think that. I don't even. I won't even poll everybody, Chuck. I think that sounds good. All right. If that's that, then Mr. Crispin.
Nothing to report. Just happy to see Bob.
All right, that takes us through departmental reports. It takes us, the next item is visitor or public comment, so anyone wishing to place comment into the record, address the board, this is the time and place to do it. All right, seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close this session of public comment, and we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll offer a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes, and meeting is adjourned.